Okay, a lot coming up here now, including, as I was saying, a friend of mine who is my oldest friend. He's not my longest, but he's just the oldest friend that I have. He's really getting up there in years. Come on over here before you do anything else, John. I don't know what you got this all choreographed and everything, and you got a cord. Where does that cord lead? Can you sit down here, or are you just... Yeah, sit. Sit, John. Sit. John Seeger, ladies and gentlemen. John Seeger, currently from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, formerly of Kenosha.
Thank you.
Do you put Kenosha or Milwaukee on your bio when you're...
In my my official bio, I can't mention Kenosha. It doesn't look good, but... That's what I really am. I'm a Kenosha guy.
Yeah, and it's the Kenosha sound, too, kind of the original sound.
You have to
sound.
Dress it up a little bit and say you're from Milwaukee.
That really dresses it up for me. I know that. I use Milwaukee sparingly in my credentials. But no, I love being from Milwaukee, but not actually being
in Milwaukee. I actually love being from Kenosha. There's something, the more I think about it, that it was a very special place.
I loved it. I really love, I made more friends in Kenosha than anywhere I've ever been. Because They were like guys who were working class kids for the most part, everyone's smart and all these artists and stuff. And they were also,
it's like that movie Hoosiers. I always wanted to be an Italian racer. Kind of. You know that movie?
Yes.
Not Hoosiers. I'm sorry. What's the,
that one with the Italian racers?
Breaking Away. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Breaking Wind. That was a great movie.
Break
I saw
like
that
the
many
wind.
Times.
Well, speaking of Kenosha, I do have something for you for your birthday here.
What is it?
What is it?
It's in a lawn bag. It's so
big.
It's
a true value bag.
It's a false memory I recovered of us together back then.
Really?
I can't remember the real thing.
This is good. You shouldn't have taped it so well because this is my...
You'll get it. The card is by Lindsay.
Ow, I hurt myself on it. Lawsuit.
Oh, wow.
Bathtub Nash. Romney's Folly. What do you know? A Bathtub Nash. Fastback.
Remember, I remember riding Romney
the torpedoes. It's the torpedo, right? You call them torpedoes or something?
I put a couple landmarks in there.
It's a beautiful painting. John is quite the artist.
Yeah, I put a couple landmarks to the University of Lausanne, where I graduated from.
Yeah.
And the bridge that you were so... Yeah, you were obsessed with that just a while back, weren't you? The there was like a bridge between two buildings at American Motors. It went over.
Yeah, that was a defect bridge.
Yeah,
I did a painting of it. My only painting was of the defect bridge. They asked me to do a painting for a gallery down there. So when you came into Kenosha, it used to be it was like going under the tentacles of this beast. It was the American Motors Bridge right over 52nd.
It felt urban.
52nd or 58th Street.
52nd.
52nd Street. Rambling and it was so, by. I mean, if you're a kid who wasn't from there or something, it was like going into the jaws of some beast,
Yeah.
Under this bridge. But that was actually the defect bridge where the cars would go through the whole thing, and then the cars that needed a little work, a little aftermarket work, would go through this bridge, the bridge of defect.
I never knew that.
And they fixed up and that side there. So that's what
I knew a lot of people who worked there, but I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's what that bridge was.
Yeah. Anyway,
as a youth,
I painted that. I used 10W30 to paint that too.
Yeah.
Used oil, yeah. When I changed my oil, I just saved some of that.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that. Yeah, that's John, friends for a long time. When I was teaching at Tremper, and then...
One of my alma maters.
One of your alma maters had several. And John's band played there one time, and we became friends after that. The Star Boys.
That's right.
Played there for a school dance.
All Kenosha guys,
yeah. And great song. And became friends, and then we started writing music together. There was a woman involved, but let's not go through all that.
No, let's not drag her into that.
No, let's not. That's not at this point.
She's
good with it, too.
Yeah.
I hope she's happy.
She is.
Marge opened a gallery. Did you read that?
I know.
Yeah, cool. All right. So we started writing songs together, and I remember the first one was If My Old Man Were Alive Today, This World Would Kill Him Quick.
That's when I knew. I was doomed.
Yeah.
No, it was a beautiful song. I wish I could remember all the words.
Well,
it's a lot of words.
This world would kill him quick.
But one of the things Michael does, and I don't want to toot the horn too much, but
go ahead.
I actually learned to write songs from Michael because he can condense things down to a few words, and that's what writing lyrics is.
Because I don't have much to say.
Not much. But that's a very funny song. And
how about that for
my
a minute?
My songs weren't funny.
I don't have much to say.
I think I'm ready for that.
Yeah, cool.
Nothing to say.
Yeah, really. You know, but I send them lyrics or something. You know, I used to send them, put them in an envelope and mail them. Now, of course, we just, email them. But I'm getting less response from you in recent years.
Well,
Have you lost the Feldman thing?
No, I love your lyrics. Yeah. I write so many songs that I have drawers full of them, and I'm trying to do something with them here and there. Yeah. So, like playing my show.
But don't forget about me, man.
I love you.
Because this gig can't last much longer.
We'll get back at it. We'll do our musical.
What have we made so far?
What I've always dreamed of is doing writing a musical and doing it on a cruise ship. And we'll just be on our we'll be on our chaise lounge and sipping something.
Or do it like Steve Allen did that time in a store window.
Oh, yeah.
He just wrote songs continuously to get the world's record.
If you could do that in a Boston store in Milwaukee, you'd get like... There'd be a parade. He's coming back to Milwaukee. He's going to write 500 songs in a window, just like Steve Allen.
Unless they're coming to jump in the Milwaukee River, I don't think there'd be a parade.
They love you. Yeah, they love you back there. Yeah. I live 5 blocks from where Michael grew up, which is a weird kind of symmetry in our lives.
Yeah, but you're actually in Wauwatosa, City of Homes.
Yeah.
We weren't allowed to go past 61st Street.
That house is weird. It is a weird house.
Have you seen
it? It's on a weird... I couldn't find it for the longest time.
It's next to the alley.
Yeah.
We're checking the light, and then the alley, and then our house.
He told me it was on 58th and Center.
It was like
a Bermuda Triangle of some sort.
It's off-center. Because Highway 41 comes through there.
Yeah.
Like, it felt like we were the only Jews on the Santa Fe Trail, you know. Because the highway came through our...
And being from Kenosha, which is a grid, I just can't respond to that.
Yeah, but it's
easily.
Nice. It's like New York, only it isn't.
Yeah. aside from that, I don't think there's anything too similar.
Well, the grid part.
Yeah, not too similar.
You got your avenues, your streets, right?
We do. Yeah. It makes sense in a way. Yeah.
Now, I noticed you have a guitar there.
Yes.
With a long, long cord. Where does that cord lead to?
That's an 18-footer in case I get too close to you. It goes to a little amp that warms up the sound of this acoustic.
Okay. And were you going to sing a song or two?
I was going to sing for you. That's, I was singing one of the ones we wrote that I think is pretty funny.
Okay.
And cool.
All right. You want to get yourself set up there again?
I think I am.
Okay. Can you get that over your head with your hat on?
I hope so.
Practically brimless. Oh, yeah, that's why you wear those little brimless hats.
That's right.
Hardly a brim.
Stingy brim.
Semi-brim.
This song is called, it is a title I never would have thought of. This is the advantage of knowing Mike. It's called Lots of Cleopatras on the Nile.
Oh, well.
From Memphis down to Cairo, they're waiting for me to show. Now, if you can't get with it, honey, I'm gonna let you go. There's lots of Cleopatras on the Nile. Lots of Cleopatras on the Nile. You might launch a ship, baby, with that smile, but there's lots of Cleopatras on the Nile. Sign out on the freeway, one about every mile. Sign out on the freeway every mile. Said I'll be down in Egypt for a long, long while, 'cause there's lots of Cleopatras on the Nile. From Memphis down to Cairo, they're waiting for me to show. If you can't get with it, honey, I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna let you go. Because there's lots and lots and lots of Cleopatras on the Nile. Lots of Cleopatras on the Nile. I got them in my black book. All I got to do is dial. There's lots of Cleopatras. Lots of Cleopatras
Lots of Cleopatra's on the Nile.
Very deep.
Thank you.
Very deep. Very deep.
Highly symbolic. Very deep.
Thank you.
You can't get him to say Cairo, though, all these years.
It depends where you are. That's
well, we're talking Illinois here, basically. You know.
It's ambiguous. That's what I like
about
it.
Well, you're going
down
to Egypt, southern Illinois.
Mike's always been
it's Cairo,
the king of ambiguity.
Change. Say Cairo. I don't care. It ain't southern Illinois. That's all I can say.
Cairo. I do prefer Cairo to Cairo.
Yeah, Cairo sounds better.
You want
like
me
syrup.
To do it again? I could just do the whole song over.
Like the syrup.
I'm sorry I messed it up there.
Yeah, that's okay.
I worked one up with your guys who are tremendous musicians and agreed to help me out.
Yeah. What's this one?
This one is another one of yours I like because it mentions that sometimes you hate a man and sometimes you hate a girl, which I would never put that in a song myself.
No, I wouldn't
That's
either.
Way controversial.
And, no, I wouldn't dredge it up either if I
But
were
I can blame you for it. I do love this song. It's called You Just Can't Hate the World.
My mother used to say that. That's my only defense.
You guys ready?
Yeah. One, two, three, four. Sometimes you hate a man. Sometimes you hate a girl. They wreck your plans, but you must understand. You can't hate the world. Like a wind, they speak their mind. It'll make your head just curve. The best of times are not for man unkind. You can't hate the world. I said you point your finger here, you point your finger there. The way you're gonna miss, I said it's messed up everywhere. I see you still trying to plead your case. As down that well you hurled, the best of times not for men unkind. You just can't hate the world. I said you point your finger here, point your finger there. The way you're gonna miss, I said it's messed up everywhere. I see you still trying to plead your case. As down that well you heard, such a waste, there's no other place. You can't hate the world. I said you just can't hate the world. Oh no, you can't hate the world.
Thank you.
My dear friend, John Seeger.
Yeah, John.
Thanks, John. I love you, man. You know I love you. Nothing can change that.